The following is a Namahata program on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 6, text number 34, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on November 13th, 2010, in Riga, Latvia.
It's always a great delight to come back to these programs. This place is always oozing with nectar. It's like being in a beehive, you know. All the bees buzzing around. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna buzz everywhere. Just oozing with the honey of Krishna Bhakti here. This is when I preach in many places all over the world. When I come to this place, I become very, very enlivened. It's very special, these programs. So I picked, while we were coming in the car today, I picked out a special verse we would study today. This is Bhagavad Gita chapter number 6, text number 54.
No, sestās nodaļas, 54. Pantu.
Correction, text number 34.
Atvainojos, 34. Pants.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Chan shalang hi mana Krishna. Chan shalang hi mana
Krishna.
Pramati balavadridham. Tasyaham nigraham manye. Vayur iva sadushkaram. Translation in purport by the most wonderful spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta T. Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. The mind is restless, turbulent, obstinate, and very strong, O Krishna, and to subdue it, I think, is more difficult than controlling the wind. Report. The mind is so strong and obstinate that it sometimes overcomes the intelligence, although the mind is supposed to be subservient to the intelligence. For a man in the practical world who has to fight so many opposing elements, it is certainly very difficult to control the mind. Artificially, one may establish a mental equilibrium toward both friend and enemy, but ultimately, no worldly man can do so. For this is more difficult than controlling the raging wind. In the Vedic literature, Katha Upanishad 1:3-4, it is said, Atmanang ratinang vidhi shariram ratame vacha budhim tu sarating vidhi mana pragraham e vacha indriyani heyan ayur vishayang steshu gocharan admendriya mano yuktang boktek yahur manish. Sina. The individual is the passenger in the car of the material body, and the intelligence is the driver. Mind is the driving instrument, and the senses are the horses. And the self is thus the enjoyer or sufferer in the association of the mind and senses. So it is understood by great thinkers. Intelligence is supposed to direct the mind, but the mind is so strong and obstinate that it often overcomes even one's own intelligence as an acute infection may surpass the efficacy of medicine. Such a strong mind is supposed to be controlled by the practice of yoga. But such practice is never practical for a worldly person like Arjuna. And what can we say of a modern man? The simile used here is appropriate. One cannot capture the turbulent mind. The easiest way to control the mind, as suggested by Lord Chaitanya, is chanting Hare Krishna, the great mantra for deliverance, in all humility. The method described is Savai Mana Krishna Pararvinda Yaho. One must engage one's mind fully in Krishna. Only then will there certain remain no other engagement to agitate the mind.
Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadvaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Vadan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, I've been stuck with it for a long time. The rascal mind. We're supposed to use our intelligence. But in the modern age, we don't know how to do that. We don't have any intelligence. We just follow the dictates of the mind. So, that is called Godas. The mind is the central pivot point of all the senses, you see. The senses are like the horses. The mind is like the reins. The intelligence is the driver. And the self is the passenger. So if you were a passenger in a chariot, and the driver simply tossed the reins, what would you think? Would you think you're in for a safe ride? He just tossed the reins away? No, you're in danger of going off the cliff. The driver lost complete control of the reins. That means the horses are not under any sort of control now. They can do any crazy thing. So we have to keep the reins in our hands, you see. The intelligence has to keep the mind under control.
saprātām ir jātur prāts, jākontrolē prāts.
So how does one do that?
Un kā cilvēks to veic?
The intelligence has to be stronger than the mind, that's the key.
Atslēga ir tajā, ka saprātam ir jābūt stingrākam nekā, stiprākam nekā prāts.
So what is the intelligence and what is the mind?
Kas ir saprāts un kas ir prāts?
The mind is the on-off switch. Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
Prāts ir tā kā slēdzis. Jā, nē, slēdzis. Jā, nē, jā, nē.
And the intelligence is the analytical facility.
Savukārt, saprāts ir tāda analītiska spēja, instruments.
You can analyze the pros and the cons of doing a particular thing or not doing a particular thing.
Jūs varat analizēt visus par un pret, darīt vai nedarīt, darot, vai darīt vai nedarīt kādu lietu.
That analytical ability, that is the intelligence.
Un šī te analītiskā spēja, tas ir saprāts.
So that means, when your senses become attracted to some sense object.
Tas nozīmē, kad jūsu sajūtas te piesaistās kādiem sajūtu objektiem.
And your mind wants to go with that impulse.
Un jūsu prāts vēlas sekot šim impulsam.
You should stop and analyze it.
Jums ir jāapstājās un jāanalizē.
Is this good for my Krishna consciousness or is it not good for my Krishna consciousness?
Vai tas ir labi manai Krishna apziņai vai tas ir slikti manai Krishna apziņai?
In other words, that basis should always predominate. Perspective of is it good for my Krishna consciousness or is it not good, that should always be the predominating power in your actions.
Citiem vārdiem sakot, tad, kad jūs pirms jūs veicat kādu darbību, tai pamatpunktam no kā ir atskaits punktam, caur kuru jūs jebkuru darbību vērtējat, ir vai tas sekmēs manu Krishna apziņu vai tas nesekmēs manu Krishna apziņu.
Just like Srila Prabhupada said, a gentleman thinks twice before speaking anything.
Kā Srila Prabhupada teica, ka džentlmenis domā divreiz, pirms viņš kaut ko saka.
He doesn't just blurt words out of his mouth without thinking what he's saying.
Tas nav tā, ka viņš no viņa mutis izlaužās vārdu bez jebkādas domāšanas, ko viņš teiks.
Don't we do that when we get angry? We just start spouting out different words and we regret it later on what we said.
Vai tas nav tā, tad, kad mēs sadusmojamies, tad vārdi laužās no mutis ārā pilnīgi nedomājot par tiem?
That means we're giving mind the power of attorney. In those kind of situations.
Tas nozīmē, ka mēs dodam varu savam prātam.
So we should never give the mind that freedom.
Mēs nekad nedrīkstam pieļaut, nedrīkstam dot prātam šādu brīvību.
The mind is also compared to a chauffeur.
Prāts ir arī tiek salīdzināts ar šoferi.
If you're a wealthy man and you tell your chauffeur, take me wherever you want to go tonight, James.
Ja jūs, piemēram, šoferim teiksiet, jūs esat bagāts cilvēks un teiksiet šoferim, šoferi, ved mani, kur vien tu vēlies?
Where will James take you?
James.
He'll take you to the house of prostitution.
Kur šis James jūs aizdīs? Viņš aizdīs jūs uz priekamāju.
So, you have to tell the chauffeur where to drive you. You must drive me to the Hare Krishna temple.
Tāpēc jums šoferim jāsaka, uz kurien viņam ir jūs jāved. Tev ir jāved mani uz Hare Krishna temple.
No house of prostitution, no liquor shop, no cinema, simply Hare Krishna temple. Yes.
Nekādi priekamāji, nekādi kinoteātri, nekādi alkoholisko dzērienu veikali, tikai uz Hare Krishna temple.
So if you have an obedient chauffeur who does whatever the driver says, then you're in good shape.
Un ja jums ir tāds šoferis, kas pakļaujas un dara to, ko viņam saka, tad jūs esat labā situācijā.
This is why it is described that the mind becomes the best friend.
Un tāpēc also ir aprakstīts, ka tādā gadījumā prāts kļūst par labāko draugu.
In other words, the uncontrolled mind is your worst enemy.
Citiem vārdiem sakot, nekontrolēts prāts ir jūsu sliktākais ienaidnieks.
And the controlled mind is your best friend.
Bet kontrolēts prāts ir jūsu labākais draugs.
So all you have to do is train your mind.
Un viss, kas ir jādara, ir jāapmāca savus prāts.
Just like a mother trains the baby child how to behave.
Tāpat kā mamma apmāca savu mazo bērnu, kā uzvesties.
The intelligence is like the mother.
Un saprāts ir kā māte.
And the mind is like the baby child.
Un prāts ir kā mazs bērns.
So you have to be a mother. Everybody is to be a mother now, see?
Tagad jums ir jābūt kā mātei.
We all get to be mothers.
Visiem jums ir jābūt mātēm.
Without even getting pregnant, we can all be mothers. And we, that over that child known as the mind. So how does a mother train the child? She prevents the child from doing naughty things by engaging the child in doing proper things. So in this way, one can conquer the mind. One has to give the mind positive engagement.
Cilvēkam ir jādod prātam labs veids, kā viņam iesaistīties.
Bhaja hure mana shrinanda nandana abhaya charanara vindudi. My dear mind,
mans dārgais prāts,
simply engage yourself in the devotional service of the divine son of Nanda Maharaj.
Lūdzu, iesaisti sevi kalpošanā dievišķajam Nanda Maharaja dēlam.
Srila Prabhupada has given a wonderful purport for this song of Govinda Das.
Srila Prabhupada has sniedz brīnišķīgu komentāru šai brīnišķīgai Govinda Das dziesmai.
He describes that after Govinda Das is forbidding the mind from all of its material engagements, after Govinda Das is forbidding the mind from engaging in material engagement,
kad Govinda Das ir aizliedzis savam prātam iesaistīties dažādās materiālās darbībās,
the mind will now protest.
Tagad prāts protestē.
Govinda Das, you're taking away all of my fun.
Govinda Das, tu esi atņēmis man visus jaukums.
You're telling me I can't do this, I can't go to the cinema, I can't go to the ball game, I can't go to the racetrack. What am I going to do now?
You see? Tu man esi atņēmis, ja es neesi tagad varu iet uz kino, ne uz zirgu skriešanās sacīkstēm, nekur. Ko tu lai es tagad daru?
I can't listen to European hit radio.
Es vairs nevaru klausīties Eiropas hit radio.
Like, what will I do, you see? So then Govinda Das answers. Shavana kirtana smarana vandana smarana wait, smarana sevana dashare pujana saki jana admani vedana Govinda Das avilasare. Now my mind, I have plenty of engagement for you. Don't worry, you're going to get bored with no more European hit radio. I will give you plenty of engagements
24/7.
You can hear about Krishna. You can chant Krishna's name. You can describe the glorious pastimes of Krishna, how he kill that Agasura demon. Or how he lifted that Govardhan hill. How he captivated those gopi girls by that wonderful flute playing. And that super charming smile. So in this way, the mind becomes fully engaged, you see.
Un tādā veidā, prāts pilnībā tiek nodarbināts.
Worshipping Krishna,
becoming
the servant of Krishna, serving the Lord's lotus feet,
kalpojot kunga lotus pēdām,
that pada sevanam. I found out, I did some research, bathing in the Jamuna is considered pada sevanam.
Es atradu bez pētījumu, un kā izrādās, ka mazgāšanās vai iešana, ja mums upē ir tiek uzskatīta par pada sevanam.
In recent years, Jamuna has become so polluted, I just kind of take the drop on my head and not even go in.
Pēdējos gados, Jamuna ir tā piesārņot, ka es tajā nekā iekšā vienkārši dažus pilienus uzpilnēju uz galvas.
But India just had the biggest monsoon season in 30 years.
Indijā nu pat bija lielākā musona sezona pēdējo 30 gadu laikā.
And Jamuna was amazing.
Jamuna bija apbrīnojama.
We can read in the Krishna book that at Kaliya Ghat, Jamuna was a lake, a huge lake at that Kaliya Ghat.
Mēs varam lasīt Krishna grāmatā par Krishna, kad Yamuna bija, she was
Kaliagat. Jamuna at Kaliagat was a vast lake.
Kaliagat bija liels ezers.
Nowadays, if you go to Kaliagat, do you see the Jamuna?
Tad, kad jūs aizbraucat uz Kaliagat, vai jūs redzat Jamunu?
There's just a road running there.
Nē, tur ir gan ceļš.
But because of the monsoon,
bet muson dēļ,
Jamuna came all the way to Kaliagat. And Jamuna was so wide you couldn't even see the other side of Jamuna. It's a huge lake.
Tik plata, ka jūs pat nevarētu redzēt otru krastu.
It was wonderful.
Abrīnojami.
So I got my Jamuna snan this year, my Jamuna bath. It was so ecstatic. Oh. I got my Jamuna bath this year.
Šajā gadā es nopeldējos Jamunā.
So in this way, the Pada Sevanam, bathing in Jamuna, that's Pada Sevanam. And I tell you, my mind was conquered. My mind was really conquered in Krishna consciousness when I took that Jamuna bath.
Es varu teikt, ka mans prāts pilnībā tika uzvarēts ar Krišnas apziņu, kad es gremdējos Jamunā.
So in this way, if we engage in these 9 activities of Krishna consciousness, bhakti yoga, there's unlimited things to do.
Tad ir neierobežotas daudzums lietu, ko darīt.
Serving the order of the spiritual master.
Kalpot garīgā skolotāja norādījumiem.
You know, Prabhupada gave us so much to do. There's just, I mean, how can you even accomplish in your whole lifetime to do what Prabhupada orders to do?
Prabhupāda mums deva tik daudz uzdevumus, ko darīt. Visas dzīves laikā nav iespējams to paveikt.
On 17th December 1973 in a Bhagavatam class in Los Angeles, California.
1973. Gada 17. Decembrī Kalifornijā Bhagavatam lekcijas laikā
Prabhupāda ordered, he said, all of my American and European disciples, he gave us this order.
Viņš mums deva šādu norādījumu, ka visi mani amerikāņi un Eiropas skolnieki.
He said, become guru and make the whole world Krishna conscious.
Viņiem jākļūst par guru un visa pasauli jāpadara par Krišnas apziņā esošu.
So, do we have something to do to fill up our time?
Vai tad mums vēl ir kaut kas, ar ko mēs varētu nodarboties citus?
We're supposed to completely revolutionize this whole planet.
Mums ir, ja pilnībā ir jāveic revolūciju šīs planētas.
I mean, talk about a big, and you know, a lot of service that Prabhupada gave us unlimited service.
Jūs sakat, ja runājam mēs par kalpošanu, kur Prabhupada mums ir devis kalpošanu neierobežot.
He told the American devotees, you use your American intelligence how to distribute these books.
Viņš teica, amerikāņu baktām, ja jums jālieto savus amerikāņu saprāts, lai domājat par to, kā izplatīt šīs grāmatas.
We have seen how expert the Americans are in marketing, you see.
Jo, mēs redzam, cik ir prasmīgi amerikāņu marketinga jomā.
Coca-Cola, iPhone, so many things.
Tik daudz dažādas lietas. Coca-Cola, iPhone.
You see, the internet is an American invention.
Internets, amerikāņi to izgudroja.
So the Americans are very good at exploiting people.
Amerikāņi ļoti prasmīgi, kā eksploatēt cilvēku.
You're making money off of everybody, is it?
Kā no katra nopelnīt naudu.
So that same American intelligence.
Šo pašu amerikāņu saprātu.
Instead of using it to exploit others.
Tā vietā, lai izmantot to, eksploatējot citus.
That intelligence should be used to benefit the whole world.
Šis saprāts jāizmanto, lai visa pasaule būtu no tā labuma.
How to take the leadership of this planet away from the rakshasas.
Jādomā par to, kā atņemt vadību šīs
planētas. Who are simply taking political positions to stuff their own pockets.
Kas ir ieņēmuši politisko samats tikai tāpēc, lai piepildītu savus kabatas.
You see, the leadership of this planet should be in the hands of the Vaishnavas.
Šīs planētas vadībai ir jābūt Vaishnava rokās.
Vaishnava means one who simply wants to benefit others. That's real Vaishnava, you see.
Vaishnava, īsts Vaishnavas nozīmē tas, kurš vēlas, lai visi būtu labumi.
He has not the slightest tinge of a desire to exploit anybody.
Viņam nav pat ne mazākās ne mazumiņa vēlmes eksploatēt citus.
He simply wants to serve.
Viņš tikai vēlas kalpot.
You see. So, that gives us another indication. We have to learn how to become Vaishnavas too.
Un Un tas mums jau norāda savukārt uz to, ka mums ir jāmācās kā kļūt par vaišnaviem.
Because right now we're still polluted with those exploitative tendencies.
Tāpēc, ka joprojām mēs esam piesārņoti ar šo vēlmi eksploatēt citus.
That's why devotees fight amongst themselves.
Un tas ir iemesls, kāpēc bhaktas savā starpā.
That's why so many devotee marriages end in divorce.
Tāpēc tik daudz bhaktu laulības pajūk.
Because we're holding on to that exploitative, non-devotional tendency in the heart.
Tāpēc, ka mēs savā sirdīs joprojām turam šo nebaktu tendenci eksploatēt.
Why is that happening?
Un kāpēc tas tā notiek?
It goes back to the original point of today's purport.
Un tas, mēs atgriežamies pie šodienas
The one reason it is happening is we are giving power of eternity to the mind.
Tāpēc, ka mēs dodam mēs varu dodam prātam.
We're letting the mind make the decisions on what we should do and not do.
Mēs ļaujam prātam lemt, kas mums ir jādara un kas mums nav jādara.
Instead of our intelligence.
Tā vietā, lai dotu lemt saprātam.
And, my dear Prabhus and Matajis, that is suicidal.
Un, dārgie Prabhu un Matajī, tā ir pašnāvība.
It's suicidal.
Tā ir pašnāvība.
One has to become very strong in one's intelligence.
Cilvēkam ir ļoti jānosiprina savs saprāts.
So how do you do that?
Un kā jūs to darāt?
By hearing the Vedic wisdom.
Klausoties Vēdu gudrībā.
By carefully reading Srila Prabhupāda's books.
Uzmanīgi lasot Srila Prabhupāda's grāmatas.
Going deeper and deeper and deeper into this knowledge.
Ejot arvien dziļāk un dziļāk un dziļāk šajās zināšanās.
This knowledge is the most amazing thing.
Šīs zināšanas ir visbrīnišķīgākā lieta.
Nahi jñānena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate tat svayam yoga saṃsyada kalinātmani vindati. Bhagavad Gita
4:38.
In this world there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge.
Šajā pasaulē nav nekāds ilgenāk un tīrāk par pārpasaulīgajām zināšanām.
Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism.
Šīs zināšanas ir nobriedis visa misticisma augļus.
And when one becomes accomplished in the practice of devotional service,
kas pilnīgojies kalpošanā Dievam,
he relishes this knowledge within himself in due course of time.
Tas ap laiku pats tās baudas sevī.
In other words, the devotee doesn't need anything to enjoy life.
Citiem vārdiem sakot, Dieva kalpam baktam nav nepieciešams nekas.
Even if he's locked in a prison,
pat, ja viņš ieslodzīts cietumā,
he can relish the bliss.
Viņš var baudīt svētlaimi.
Of this knowledge.
Šo zināšanu svētlaimi.
That happened to me. They put me in jail one time.
Tas notika ar mani. Vienreiz mani ielika cietumā.
You know, can you imagine what sort of horrible crime I committed? I was distributing Back to Godhead magazine. So they locked me in the jail. But I was in bliss. Because I was seeing everything through the eyes of transcendental knowledge.
Tāpēc, ka es uz visu raudzījos ar pārpasaulīgo zināšanu acīm.
In English language there's a saying called behind bars.
Angļu valodā ir tāds teiciens aiz restē.
That means you're locked in the jail. Is you are behind bars.
Tas nozīmē, ka jūs esat ieslodzīti cietumā.
So from the ordinary perspective, Sankarshan, I was brahmachari that time, Sankarshan Das Brahmachari was behind bars. But from my perspective, the whole material world was behind the bars. I was on the liberated side of the bars and they were on the prisoner side of the bars. So I did some little writing there in the cell. It's called, on which side of the bars are you on? Finally, after 36 hours, my temple president bailed me out.
Pēc 36 stundām mums prezidents man izpestīja ārā no turienes.
But I always remember what that was like to be in jail for Prabhupada.
Bet es uz visu mūžu atceros to, kā tas bija Prabhupādas dēļ būt cietumā.
I felt it was a just like a in wartime, you know, if you go through some battle, they decorate you with a little ribbon, you know.
Tas tā kā, ka kara laikā jūs beidat kādā kaujā, tad jau viņu ar kādu medaļu jūs dekorēt.
So I take that as a great spiritual asset that I went to jail for Prabhupāda.
Un es pieņēmu to kā tādu ļoti garīgu, kā tādu garīgu vērtību, ko es saņēmu Prabhupādas dēļ.
So anyway, we have unlimited things to do to bring our minds under control. We can do the kirtan, you see, that brings the mind under control.
We can take
prasadam.
No,
we can read, discuss these wonderful teachings.
Mēs lasām un diskutējam šīs brīnišķīgos, šo brīnišķīgos rakstus.
We can decorate the deities.
Mēs graznojam dievības.
We can attend the arti ceremony.
Mēs apmeklējam arti ceremonijas.
We can make friendship with the devotees.
Mēs veidojam draudzīgas attiecības ar
serve them with love.
Un kalpojam ar mīlestību.
You see, there's so many things we can do, the mind becomes conquered.
Tik daudz lietas mēs varam darīt, lai pakļautu savu prātu.
And if we can fully and completely conquer our minds, you know what will happen?
Un, ja tad, kad mēs būsim pilnīgā pakļaujuši savu prātu, ziniet, kas tad notiks?
We will then conquer the whole world for Prabhupada.
Tad mēs varēsim pakļaut visu pasauli Prabhupādas vārdā.
So let's take this business very seriously.
Un tāpēc attieksimies pret šo lietu ļoti nopietni.
I'm strengthening our intelligence with transcendental knowledge.
Un stiprināsim savu saprātu ar pārpasaulīgiem zināšanām.
So that our minds become completely 100% subdued.
Lai mūsu prāts ir 100% pakļauts.
That is my request.
Tas ir mans lūgums.
So now, are there any questions?
Vai ir jautājumi? Шрила Прабхупада veltīja visu savu dzīvi, lai izpildītu savu garīgās skolotāju norādījumu, un tas skanēja izplatīt šīs te vēdu zināšanas angliski runājošajā pasaulē. Vai Šrila Prabhupāda ir devis Sankaršana Maharajam kādu personisku norādījumu, kuram viņš velta savu dzīvi?
Šrila Prabhupāda spent his life to fulfill the desire of his spiritual master to spread this knowledge all over English-speaking world. Has Srila Prabhupada given to you any specific order that you are now living your life and fulfilling his order?
Of course, the general instructions are there.
Vispārējais, kopējais norādījums ir.
But Prabhupada actually personally encouraged me that I could aspire to become Jagat Guru. He personally told me that.
But Prabhupada man personiski iedvesmoja, sakot, ka man jākļūst par Jagat Guru.
So, formerly I was a musician, songwriter.
Formerly es biju mūziķis, dziesminieks.
And I saw that by singing, you know, making singing my songs that I could attract people.
Un es redzēju, ka dziedot dziesmas, es varu piesaistīt cilvēkus.
So I was thinking that, well, I was thinking, well, if I can attract people by preaching and by singing, you know, Krishna conscious songs, is that a spiritual desire to become, you know, a singer and a preacher that people are attracted to? Is that egoistic or is that actually a spiritual desire? I was wondering like that, you see.
Un man bija jautājums, vai mana vēlme dziedāt dziesmas, kas ir veltītas Krišnas apziņai, un sludināt un tādā veidā piesaistīt cilvēkus, vai tā ir egoistiska vēlme, vai tā ir garīga vēlme? Es šādu jautājumu uzdevu.
So I wrote Prabhupada a letter, asked him, can I aspire to become a famous singer and a famous preacher? It's all right to do that.
Uzrakstīju Prabhupādam šo jautājumu, vai man vajadzētu tiekties būt slavenam dziesminiekam, slavenam sludinātājam.
Not for some egoistic thing, but for the sake of spreading Krishna consciousness, is it okay to have a desire like that?
Nevis egoistiski apsvērumu dēļ, bet lai izplatītu Krishnas.
And when I wrote him a letter, I just was inspired to throw in Jagat Guru also.
Sorry, I didn't hear.
I threw in, can you just, one can aspire to be Jagat Guru? I asked Prabhupada, can you aspire to be a famous singer, a famous preacher, and Jagat Guru? I asked him.
Yeah, un es viņam jautāju šīs trīs lietas, vai es vajadzētu tiekties man būt slavenam dziedonim, vai slavenam sludinātājam, un Jagat Guru.
And he said, these are spiritual desires. Yes, you can desire for Krishna like that.
Yeah, un viņš teica, tās ir garīgas vēlmes, un tu drīkst tās vēlēties.
But then he told me, but no karma, no desire for karma, no desire for jnana, no desire for yoga, all material desires, zero.
Bet viņš man teica, nekādas vēlmes pēc kārmas, jnanas un jogas, visas materiālās vēlmes, nula.
So I knew how I could please Prabhupada.
Un tad es domāju, kā, visu, ko es
darīju. By becoming a powerful, a singer who could sing with devotion, a preacher who could preach with great power and authority and become a spiritual master. I knew that would please Prabhupada, but he told me I had to become completely free of all material desires. That's what he ordered me to do.
Tas, par ko es domāju, tas, pēc kā es tiecos, bija, ka lai kļūtu par dziedātāju, kurš var iedvesmot uz kalpošanu Dievam, kurš par sludinātāju, kurš ar lielu pārliecību un autoritāti var sludināt un kļūt par garīgo skolotāju. Un es zinu, ka tādā veidā es varu iepriecināt Prabhupādu.
So the general order was given to all of us, become guru and deliver the whole world.
Bet pamata norādījums mums visiem tika dots kļūt par guru un atbrīvot visu pasauli.
But then I have some specific directions within that order that were given to me personally.
Bet tā ietvaros, man ir tādi konkrētāki norādījumi, kas attiecās konkrēti uz mani, un tos es...
So I'm trying to be like that, completely free of all material desires.
Un es cenšos būt tāds un būt pilnībā brīvs no visām materiālajām vēlmēm.
So that I can have a powerful impact on the whole planet, that's my desire.
Lai man būtu varan ietekmēt uz šo te planētu.
Of course, I'm just one of many preachers. I don't think that I'm any great preacher.
Es nedomāju, ka es esmu vienīgais labais sludinātājs. Es zinu, ir daudz labi sludinātāji.
But still, it is our responsibility as Prabhupada's disciples to see that his order is successfully carried out.
Bet, kā uz Prabhupada skolniekiem, mums ir jāskatās, lai viņi norādījumi tiek sekmīgi īstenot.
We should see that the whole world becomes Krishna conscious before we leave our bodies.
Mums ir jāraugās, lai visa pasaule nonāk Krishna apziņā, pirms mēs atstājam savus ķermeņus.
So I have many powerful God brothers who are preaching, doing amazing preaching all over the world, and I very much worship and respect each and every one of them.
Man ir ļoti daudz garīgo brāļu, kas ļoti vareni sludina visā pasaulē, un es ar lielu cieņu attiecos pret viņiem.
But that they are preaching powerfully doesn't mean that I therefore don't have any responsibility now. It doesn't mean, because they are preaching powerfully, that doesn't mean that I therefore have no duty anymore. It's also my responsibility to see that the whole world becomes Krishna conscious. So I'm trying whatever I can do from my side as a part of the movement. To see that this movement can completely revolutionize the entire planet. As soon as possible. So I know that this is that Prabhupada wants me to do this, and I'm putting myself totally into this.
Un es zinu, ka Prabhupada vēlas, lai es to darītu, tāpēc es veltu pilnībā tam.
It's confirmed everywhere in his books.
Tas ir pilnībā apliecināts visur viņa grāmatās.
He says in his Bhagavatam purport that a Krishna conscious being is always trying to deliver all of the suffering humanity back to home, back to Godhead.
Komentārā šīmat Bhagavatam Prabhupāda saka, ka būtne, kas ir Krishnas apziņā, vienmēr cenšas atbrīvot visas pārējās būtnes un vestās atpakaļ pie Dieva.
Has Śrīla Prabhupāda ordered me to become Krishna conscious? Of course. Every member of ISKCON is under Prabhupada's order to become Krishna conscious. So how is he defined a Krishna conscious person in his purport? A Krishna conscious person is someone who's thinking how to deliver the entire world back to home, back to God. And that is a Krishna conscious person. So that is an order for me and for every one of us. Every devotee should be thinking, how can I live my life in such a way that I can influence the entire world to take up Krishna consciousness? That's my duty, it's also your duty. The duty of every single member of this movement. How can I live my life in such a way 24 hours a day that I can influence the entire world to surrender to Krishna? That means everybody must be a preacher. Not that I just chant for my own deliverance. No, you chant for your own deliverance and then go out and save the world. Just like some kirtan das asked me the other day, what mood should we have, save myself or save the world? I told him, from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m., save yourself. From 3 a.m. till 9 a.m., save yourself. And then from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., save the world. That's the mood. Any other questions? Yeah.
You are traveling a lot, and what motivated you to visit the Baltic states first, and what changes have happened since you were first time here till today?
Yes, there was somebody on the internet who was interested in my e-course here in the Baltic states, so we came here because someone here was interested in the internet, so we came. That way I've gone to many countries, actually. In many countries I've gone because somebody in that country was communicating with me on the internet. So, as far as the changes I've seen since I've started coming, well, I certainly see changes in some of you. I especially keep note of my disciples, you see. Just like this man named Ujjas, now he is Gurudas. That's a big change, you see. I see the change in Gurudas. And also his wife, Varshabhanavi. I see these wonderful changes going on in the disciples, you see. See, I especially note those changes in those persons who want to become disciples. It's my duty to monitor them and always see that they're properly situated. So I especially notice them.
Un, jo tas ir mans pienākums vērot, lai viņi ir atrastos visu laiku pareizā stāvoklī.
But with all of you also, there's my experience is one of it's becoming sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. That's my experience. The more I keep coming here, to me, the atmosphere is becoming sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Any other question? Yeah.
Jautājums. Mēs sēžam lekcijās, klausamies tādu iedvesmu un gribas tieši tā dzīvot, kā tāds karjeras skoties, un tu pat izplēno, kā es tad ieviešu mājās, ja es darīšu tāds sašos tikos viss. Un tad tikai dzēdzu mājās, nu, pirmās 20 minūtes vēl nekas, tad pēc tam kaut kā tas lēnām viss tās jūtekļu objekti un tās jūtas tā lēnām, viss pāriet tā kā jūteklisko baudu tādā noskaņa vieglā, var nu, atpulties un var tā paņemt.
Jā, tad jautājums ir, lekcijas laikā mēs ļoti iedvesmojamies un vēlamies tieši tā arī dzīvot, kā lekcijā teiks, bet tad, kad mēs aiziem mājās, tad pakāpeniski tā laicīgā dzīve mums ievelk atkal atpakaļ.
Jā,
kā ar to cīnīties?
Pat, ja mēs izplānojamies,
pat, ja mēs esam izplānojuši, jā, vienalga mums neizdodās pret atvienoties.
Sitting during the lecture, we get inspired, and then we feel that we want to live exactly how it is described during the lecture.
So do it.
But then, and even we have a plan, now I'm going to do this and that, but when I come back, return back home, then gradually, I feel like, I feel how my senses connect with the
That's why guru is required.
You know. And what to do? Question you, is how to fight.
Are you initiated disciple? You are. So that means you're not connected with your spiritual master's orders. You need to get reconnect yourself with doing what your spiritual master is ordering you to do. You need to get back into Vaishnava culture. I see you don't have tilak on. I don't see any neck beads either. Where's the neck beads? Oh, they're hanging loose? Okay. So you need to get back into being... Follow the 64 items and give it in the nectar devotion. Get the nectar devotion out and look at those 64 items and see how much, what you're doing and what you're not doing.
Kalpošana Dievai Dievam nektārs grāmatu un jums ir jāapskatās tajā, kas tur ir teikts.
You have to do a quality control check on your own sadhana. Do you have Mangalarti every day at home? Every day you should rise, you should offer a little arti and sing the Gavastika prayers every day. So in this way, you have to just take up the items of bhakti and start doing it. Do you rise every morning before sunrise?
Not at the present.
Well, you got to reset your reset your alarm clock. And if you're going to turn that one alarm clock off and turn on two, put two or three of them all over the room. I mean, you're giving in to your senses and it's because of you're living in hell. That's the fact. If you want to taste the nectar of Krishna Bhakti, you have to be a Goswami, you have to be a master of your senses. And then you'll dive in the sweet nectarian ocean 24 hours a day.
Un tad jūs varēsiet gremdēties saldi nektāriskā okeānā 24.
You should contact your spiritual master and beg for guidance to help you get back on the track.
Sazinieties ar savu garīgo skolotāju un lūdziet viņu padomu, kā jums atgriezties atpakaļ uz ceļa.
Try is a bad word. I will do it. That's a good word. I will try. Try means lie. I don't take the word try. I take it as a lie. You're not going to do it. I will do it. That's what I want to hear. No. Again, you're lying. You must do it. Let me ask you this. Do you try to eat every day? Or do you eat? You eat. You don't. Well, I think I'm going to try to eat today. No, you eat. So in the same way that you eat, you must practice sadhana. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Now you apply that understanding and your life will become perfect. You'll be swimming in the ocean of bhakti ras. It's a sweet ocean, I can tell you. It's a very, very sweet ocean. And it's right here available for you, right here in Riga. All you have to do is jump in. Come on in, the water's fine. Next question. Yeah.
So Maharaj, it's very easy to get up at 6 o'clock or before the sun rises during summer. So, but it's not so easy to do it when season changes and when there is so much darkness.
Ja, ir ļoti grūti, ir viegli piecelties vasarā no rīta, bet ļoti grūti ir piecelties, kad sezonas nomainās un kad ir tik tumšārā.
It's easy to get up before the sunrise or early in the morning during this summertime, but it's very difficult when outside is darkness. It's very difficult to get up when the seasons change.
Yes. and I agree. So you have to try. You have to be very determined. Matri sparsha shtakonte yas shitoshna shukadu kada agamapayama unityastang tadekshashvabharata. The non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress, heat and cold, etc., like the appearance and disappearance of the winter and summer seasons. One must learn to tolerate them, O Sayana Bharata, without being disturbed.
Pagudītāji teiks, ka prieki un bēdas parādās ir nepastāvīgi un mainās tāpat kā mainās vasara un ziema. Un šīs izmaiņas ir jāmācās paciest ar nesatrauktu prātu.
Go home tonight and read the purport for Bhagavad Gita 2.14.
Ir šokri mājās un izlasiet skaidrojumu Bhagavad Gita pant.
That will help you to get up in the winter.
Un tas jums palīdzēs piecelties ziemā.
Whether dark, whether winter or the summer, we take all kind of austerities for the body, to maintain the body. So what is the difficulty for the spirit souls to do the austerity of getting up when it's dark?
Mm-hmm. Just like in the... Do you work a job?
Are you strada?
No, not regularly.
Huh?
Not regularly.
Oh, I see. Do you eat? Every day you eat?
Not every day.
Not every day? You don't eat every day? Some days you fast? Or Janmashtami? Huh? Oh, well, that's all right. But I'm saying, the normal daily affair, you eat. Normally you eat, an unusual day. Yeah, so do you eat in the summer?
Vai jūs ēdat vasarā?
But in the winter you don't eat.
Un ziemā jūs neēdat?
You also eat in the winter.
Yeah.
So just as you eat as a regular daily affair, then you should do your sadhana also as a regular daily affair, that's all.
Tāpat kā ēšana jūs veicat katru dienu, tāpat arī sadhana ir jāsako vienkārši katru dienu.
So I understand, but so my question is that it is not so easy. So what do we have to do? We have to do some austerities with our body? Or just we have to... just trying to get up early in the morning and just trying to be in the mantra, in Hare Krishna mantra, or we have to do something with our body also.
The mind is the thing. If the mind has to be engaged in getting up early.
Jautājums ir par to, jā, ka ziemā ir grūti piecelties, un jautājums
the body is, you have to use your intelligence to tell the mind, okay, mind, it's time to get up, and there's no argument.
Vai tas ir tikai miesiski, mums ir jāveic askēzes, vai tas saistīts arī ar prātu, un atbildi ir, ka ir jāiesaist arī savu saprātu, un jāsaka prātam, prātam ir jāceļās augšā, tagad ir laiks celties augšā.
Any other questions?
Получить сенсацию, это контракт, да, заключается, а выполнять наставление – это условия контракта. И вопрос такой, что в сам момент инициации меняет ли что-то в духовном плане, или только формальная как бы, сторона, да, меняет ли что-то в духовной жизни ученика, если он следует наставлению так, грубо говоря.
Меняет ли инициация?
В сам момент инициации меняет ли что-то в духовной жизни ученика.
Pamat jautājums ir, vai iniciācijas brīdis kā tāds maina kaut ko skolnieka garīgajā, mācību garīgajā dzīvē. Basic question is, does the moment of initiation changes something in the spiritual life of the disciple?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, doing what they.
It does. Yeah. You because at that moment you achieve immortality.
Jo tajā brīdī jūs saņemat nemirstību. Iegūstat nemirstību.
Provided you faithfully serve your Guru Maharaj's instructions from the very moment of initiation, you have entered into immortality.
Ar nosacījumu, ka jūs cieši sekojat garīgās skolotāja norādījumiem, tad jūs
it's the most powerful thing you'll ever experience if you do it right.
Un tā ir visvarenākā lieta, kādu jūs varat piedzīvot, ja jūs to veicat pareizi.
Of course, if one neglects Guru's order, then it's like the elephant who takes bath and rolls in the dirt when he gets out of the water.
Bet ja cilvēks neseko Guru norādījumiem, tas ir līdzīgi kā zilonim, kurš nomazgājas ūdenī, pēc tam iziet krastā un atkal vārtās putekļos.
Hati snan. Elephant bath.
Tas ir, saucās,
so don't take initiation as an elephant bath.
Ziloņu mazgāšanu, tāpēc neatiecieties pret iniciāciju kā pret šo te ziloņu mazgāšanos.
Then my Guru Maharaj has taken away all my sin, now I get out and roll in the dirt.
Tagad garīgais skolotājs ir paņēmis nost visus mums grēkus, un tagad es atkal varu iet un vaļāties netīrumos.
One has to stay clean after diksha.
Ir jāpaliek tīram pēc dikšas.
No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, and no gambling, strictly.
Nekāds nelikumīgs seks, apreidinošas vielas, gaļasēšanas un azartspēles.
If one remains firm in these regulative principles, then his immortality has begun from the very moment when he got those beads.
Un ja cilvēks ir stabils sakojot šiem te principiem, tad viņa nemirstības brīdis sākās tajā brīdī, kad viņš saņem
any other question?
Do tīrs Dieva kalps, kam ir vairāk pieķēries, piesaistījies kalpošanai Krišnam vai kalpošanai savam garīgajam skolotājiem. A pure devotee is more attached to the service to Krishna or to the service to his spiritual master.
What is the difference?
Kāda šķirība?
Serving Guru is serving Krishna, and serving, but by serving Guru, you are serving Krishna. Krishna says that if you don't serve Guru, you're not serving me. So actually all of our service goes through the spiritual master. There's no difference. If you're serving the spiritual master, you're serving
Krishna.
And if you're properly serving Krishna, you must be serving your spiritual master. You can't separate them. They are inseparable. So, one or two more questions.
Man nav garīgā skolotāja. Es saprotu, ka garīgo skolotāju dod Krišna. Bet ar ko tad sākt? То есть идея в том, что если вы не можете обратиться, то есть если к Кришне обращаются, например, напрямую не обращаются, да, но через духовного учителя, в этом вы видите палку.
Если я недостойна, то Кришна мне не даст духовного учителя. А как бы духовного учителя у меня нет, и вот как бы с чего начинать?
Tātad, ja es neesmu pelnījis, ja es neesmu atbilstoši, tad man Krišna nesūtīs garīgo skolotāju. The question is about how to get a spiritual master. I don't have a spiritual master, and as I understand that Krishna gives the spiritual master, but he gives the spiritual master when one is ready. So if I don't have one, then it means I'm not ready. My question is how to start that.
Do you want to be ready? Do you want to be ready for a spiritual master?
Yes.
You want to be ready for a spiritual master? Then you just have to open your heart and see who is that spiritual master that Krishna has sent you. It's simple as that. That's all there is to it. When the disciple is ready to, for a spiritual master, Krishna will send him. You don't have to go here and there searching for a spiritual master. When you are ready for a spiritual master, he will be there. So if you're ready, then now just see who is the spiritual master that Krishna has sent you. Don't be like the owl. That owl bird that keeps his eyes closed, you know. The owl was saying, where is the sun? Where is the sun? Where is the sun? Just open your eyes, Mr. Owl, and see the sun is right there. But the owl, during the sun, the daytime, they keep their eyes tightly closed shut. Even though the sunshine is everywhere around, they're saying, where is the sun? Where is the sun? They keep their eyes closed tightly. So don't you be like the owl who keeps his eyes closed tightly in the daytime. Open your eyes and see how the spiritual master is present before you.
atveriet acis un ieraugiet, kā garīgais skolotājs ir jūsu acu priekšā.
Is that all right?
Vai apmierina jūs šādu atbildi? Vai jūs apmierina atbildi?
Not yet. All right, she's still got her eyes closed. She's still got her eyes closed. All right. Okay, Mr. Owl. Keep your eyes, go ahead and keep your eyes closed, shut them. And when you're ready to open them, then you can open them. Right now, go ahead and keep them shut. And you have one more question now. Yeah.
Значит ли это, что он был готов к этому? Или значит, что это какая-то, ну, как можно объяснить эту ситуацию?
Kā lai izskaidro gadījums, kad ir cilvēki, kas pieņem garīgo skolotāju, pēc vairāku gadu būšanas izskonā pieņem skolotāju, tad vairākus gadus kalpo skolotājiem, un tad saka, ne, tas tomēr nav mans skolotājs, un bieži vien tad aiziet projām no kustības. Kā tad izskaidrot, vai tad viņi bija gatavi vai nē?
There are some cases in ISKCON, when one, after many years, after some years being in ISKCON, finds one's spiritual master, then serves him for some years, and then realizes, no, this is not my spiritual master.
This is before initiation.
After the initiation.
No.
No, and in these cases, how to
you can't,
explain
you cannot say, I'm initiated, but this is not my spiritual master. You cannot say them.
Nav iespējams pateikt, es esmu iniciēts, bet tas nav mans garīgais skolotājs.
The spiritual master falls down, yes, you can say.
Tad, ja garīgais skolotājs krīt, tad jūs varat tā teikt.
If the spiritual master is fixed in Krishna consciousness, you cannot say, oh, he's not my spiritual master.
Bet,
you cannot do that.
Bet, ja garīgais skolotājs ir stingrs Krishna apziņā, jūs nevarat to darīt.
Yeah, but question is different. Question is,
okay.
There is some cases. Many times it happens.
How to explain the cases when it happens.
Yeah.
That means that the disciple is not genuine disciple.
Tas nozīmē, ka skolnieks nav patiesa skolnieks.
They don't want a guru, they want a puppy dog. That's what it means.
Viņš izturās kā pret skolotāju, kā pret tādu mājdzīvnieku.
Prabhupada said, don't take a guru as a pet. Guru is where you completely surrender yourself.
Yeah,
it means you're taking guru as a pet dog, that's all. I'm tired of this pet dog, now we have another pet dog now. That means they never really accepted Guru, they never accepted. Their Guru relationship was pet dog relationship. That if my Guru flatters me, then oh, he is very good, I'm his disciple. And if he tells me I'm a rascal, then I immediately reject. Oh, he's no good. Lord Chaitanya was told that he was a rascal by his spiritual master. So who are we compared to Lord Chaitanya? If my guru scolds me that you are nonsense, do I think, oh, you were nonsense, I reject you, Gurudev. If somebody rejects their guru, they are guru aparadhi. Krishna will never accept their service.
In time of initiation, it happens like Krishna sent guru to this disciple, and then he was very inspired, maybe. And he was serving, and after some time he rejected.
But
was this spiritual master sent by Krishna?
Because of course, everything is by Krishna's arrangement.
Yeah,
so that it means that he was ready at those moments.
If
And that, which means that at that moment, the disciple was ready.
Not necessarily. Guru may have been present. The guru was present, yes. But the disciple may have externally accepted the initiation, but not really taken it seriously within his heart.
Te nav pretruna tajā brīdī, vai Krišna bija atsūtījis garīgo skolotāju, tas nozīmē, ka cilvēks bija gatavs. Ārēji varbūt viņš izrādīja.
That means he never really accepted that person. If you reject your guru, that means you never really accepted him.
Ja jūs atsakāties no guru, tas nozīmē, ka jūs nekad...
That means their acceptance was superficial.
Tātad jūs tā pieņemšana...
It was never genuine.
If you
actually accept guru, there's no question of ever rejecting guru.
Ja jūs patiešām pieņemat guru, nav jautājumu par to, ka jūs kādreiz varat atteikties no viņa.
All right, we'll just squeeze in one more. It's a pretty hot topic.
Kāda zināt, vai tā vēlme pieņemt guru ir īsta vai ārē?
Then how to know if this desire to accept guru is is sincere or not? Kā zināt, vai šī vēlme pieņemt guru ir patiesa vai nē?
Are you prepared to follow this person's orders?
Vai jūs esat gatavi sakot šīs personas?
Accepting him as your life and soul throughout the entire your entire eternal existence.
Un uztvert tos kā galveno visā savā mūžīgajā esamībā.
The answer is yes, then it is genuine.
Ja atbildi ir jā, tad jūsu vēlme ir patiesa.
If the answer is maybe, then you're not ready.
Ja jūs atbildi var būt, tad jūs neesat gatavs.
So, one more?
You can go whole day.
I know I can go the whole day. It's a pretty hot topic. All right, we'll squeeze in one more. Oh, it's going. It's going to tell you what. Because I have some important writing I have to do. We're having a question and answer session tonight from 6 till 7:30 at the temple. It's not a regular class. It's simply a question and answer session.
6:30.
The temple.
6 till 7.
Oh, it's something's happening at 7 tonight?
No, because you have to pack. You don't have time.
6 till 7.
All right, 6 to 7. I've been informed by my authorities.
No, 6 to 7 šodien būs jautājumi un atbildšu tāds sesija.
These questions are wonderful. If you can write them down on a piece of paper, actually. You have some questions now that have been stimulated. Write them on a piece of paper. We'll have a special question and answers. You can bring all your controversial questions. Every question is welcome. From 6 to 7 tonight at the temple, there'll be a special question and answer session.
Šovakar no 6 līdz 7 visi pretrunīgie jautājumi, visi izaicinošie jautājumi tiek gaidīti, uzrakstiet, ja iespējams tos arī šovakar templī no 6 līdz 7.
So we thank you so much for your enthusiasm.
Paldies par jūsu entuziasmu.
To understand the science of Krishna consciousness.
Cenšanos saprast Krishnas apziņas zinātni.
And to dive ever deeper into this nectarian ocean of bhakti ras.
Un centieniem gremdēties ar vien dziļāk šajā nektāriskajā bhakti ras sokjānā.
So now we have books available.
Un tagad mums ir grāmatas, kas ir pieejamas šeit.
Everyone should have a full library of all of Prabhupada's books in their home.
Katram vajadzētu mājās būt pilnai bibliotekai ar Prabhupada's grāmatām.
And to facilitate you, we brought many books today that you can purchase. And anyone who purchases a book, they get a special written blessing in their book.
Un, lai sakmājušos jūs centiens, mēs esam šodien šeit atveduši grāmatas. Un katrs, kurš iegādāsies grāmatu, tam es ierakstīšu veltījumu.
So we thank you very much.
Paldies.
Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
Shri Srimad Sankarshan Dasat Kyari Maharaj ki
jai.